Now, protesters in Portland, Oregon continue to clash with federal law enforcement agents as the city enters a third month of protests. The demonstrations began after the killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police in May. Floyd's killing sparked protests around the country against the use of excessive force by police against Black Americans. And last week, federal authorities from a division of the Department of Homeland Security began arresting protesters, seemingly with no or little cause. The authorities have also been traveling around the city in unmarked vehicles and taking protesters away to undisclosed locations. Now, some state and local lawmakers there are demanding the Trump administration remove those agents, arguing they're making the situation in Portland worse and that these arrests could be unconstitutional. Ryan Haas is a news editor for Oregon Public Broadcasting. He's been covering these demonstrations and the arrests. Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, as I mentioned, Ryan, the protests going on for months there. Can you give us a timeline of federal law enforcement officers arriving and taking action in Portland?
Yeah, so this kind of all goes back to late June when the president put out this order saying that the federal government was going to protect monuments and statues and other federal property that protesters had maybe been graffitiing or causing damage to. And, you know, around July 1st, so shortly after that order, we started to see federal officers appearing on the streets at protests. Now, they weren't really taking a lot of actions at that point, but they were present. And then on July 4th, that's when things really sort of escalated with the federal government. You know, they came out that night, protesters were shooting fireworks off, as happens, you know, on July 4th for a lot of places. And some of these fireworks exploded near the federal courthouse. And we saw federal officers come out at that point and really start tear gassing the crowd and using a lot of impact munitions and other, quote unquote, less lethal weapons to disperse protesters.
And then the story that got a lot of attention over the last few days were of some protesters not actually at the protests or directly in the midst of them, in some cases being taken into unmarked vehicles. What has happened there?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, we've been covering these protests since they began, and we started to see these videos popping up online of protesters saying, hey, someone pulled up in an unmarked van and pulled my friend in, or pulled in someone I saw and just kind of drove away with them. And so we started looking for some of these folks who had been arrested, and we happened to find one of them, and he told just an amazing story of he was just walking down the street away from the protest, nowhere near anything that was going on, and he was going home, and five men pulled up in a van, pulled his hat over his eyes, essentially blinding him, and put him in the van and drove him to an undisclosed location. You know, he was questioned. He did not answer questions. He said, I want a lawyer. They eventually released him. He realized after he got outside, he was inside the federal courthouse the whole time. And, you know, once we reported that story out, it sort of drew a lot of attention to the tactics that federal officers were using here on the streets of Portland.
Do we know which federal agencies are present and who has been doing some of the things you've been talking about?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix of agencies. So there's the U.S. Marshals Service. You know, they're kind of pretty typical federal officers who are within the courthouse here. And then there's also the Federal Protective Service and this unit of Customs and Border Protection called BORTAC, which is kind of a specialty unit. It's sort of like their SWAT team. And they are the ones who have actually been doing these arrests in unmarked vehicles. You know, the U.S. Marshals Service, when we were reporting our story, basically said that we had nothing to do with that. We don't want any part of that. And I've heard, you know, some federal agencies have kind of questioned some of these tactics internally and sort of put it back on Customs and Border Protection to take account for these actions.
We're talking to Ryan Haas, news editor for Oregon Public Broadcasting, about the deployment of federal law enforcement officials in military-style gear in Portland and their acts to contain protests, in some cases, as we heard, pulling people off the streets in unmarked vehicles. I want to give a listen to President Trump talking about the use of these federal law enforcement officials in Portland. Here's some of what he's had to say recently.
They've done a fantastic job. They've been there 3 days, and they really have done a fantastic job in a very short period of time. No problem. They grab them. A lot of people in jail. They're leaders. These are anarchists. These are not protesters. People say protesters. These people are anarchists. These are people that hate our country, and we're not going to let it go forward. And I'll tell you what, the governor and the mayor and the senators out there, they're afraid of these people. That's the reason they don't want us to help them. They're afraid.
So let's talk about some of what the president had to say. 3 days, you were saying earlier it's been longer than 3 days?
Yes, it's been 2 weeks, or well, more than 2 weeks at this point that federal officers have been here. So yeah, that's not accurate.
And the characterization of protesters who have been taken off the streets anyway as anarchists?
I would not say that's accurate. You know, the story we reported about the man who was taken, he had not committed any crimes. He was not charged with any crimes. Customs and Border Protection has not given any explanation of the reason that they arrested him. My, you know, inclination is perhaps it was a case of mistaken identity and they grabbed the wrong person, but they have not explained that. And as far as whether there are anarchists out there, you know, I would say federal agents made a bunch of arrests last night at a protest. And amongst those was this group called Portland Moms, who have come out as a way to sort of stand in front of people who are protesting to kind of show that, hey, you should not be using force on these people. These are just normal moms. It was a group started by a mother who lives in the suburbs here. After she saw what was going on, she kind of put together this group of mothers she knows, and they went down there to demonstrate. And three of those moms were arrested last night by federal agents, and they've been tear gassed many nights by these agents who are on the street here.
I want to talk to you, Ryan, about public perception of what's going on in Portland. There are some outlets and some characterizations that use phrases like Portland is under siege or on fire. And there has been some damage done, certainly by protesters, others sharing videos of peaceful protests over time. How would you characterize the balance between peaceful protest and things we could characterize as violent protest?
I think these are very largely peaceful demonstrations. You know, you're talking about hundreds, and now at this point, now that the federal government has showed up, you're talking about thousands of people who are out there peacefully exercising their First Amendment rights. There are certainly folks who have been arrested who have committed violence. There was one man who was attempting to break down some plywood that's around the courthouse, and when federal officers came running at him, he swung a hammer and tried to hit one of them. He was arrested and has been charged with felony assault. And I think, you know, most people here would say, yes, you should be arresting people who are committing violence. But to say, you know, this most of the protesters are violent, I think is highly inaccurate. I think most of the people are there just to demonstrate.
And what is daily life like in Portland? Again, I think in looking at some coverage of this, it's this idea that Portlandites are living in fear in the midst of all of this. Is this affecting daily life for the most part?
No. I mean, we're talking about the place where this is taking place is essentially two blocks around the federal courthouse downtown. It's a very small portion of the city. I'm looking out the window right now. I see people riding their bikes to the park. I see people walking their dogs. So there does not appear to be an active siege happening here.
Can you talk about now the response from local and state elected officials, whether executive or members of legislatures, state and national?
You know, elected officials here have roundly condemned what's going on. They say, we did not ask for this level of federal force to come in here. You know, the mayor of Portland has kind of evolved a little bit. Originally, he was sort of saying, you know, well, if federal officers are here defending federal property, that's their duty and they should be able to do that. And now he's kind of seen how this has escalated and said, look, you guys just need to get out of here. You're making the situation 10 times worse than it was before you showed up. You know, our federal lawmakers have introduced legislation in attempts to dial this back and have just, you know, overtly said the federal government needs to be out of here.
And Ryan, in our last couple of minutes, since the role of these federal law enforcement officials has gotten bigger, what's been the response in terms of things like turnout at protests?
It's been astronomical. Honestly, before this sort of started escalating the situation, you know, I would say protests here were down to maybe 100 people a night. So it was a very small group. And now last night, after this story has kind of blown up and gone around the country, we saw maybe close to 2,000 people. So, you know, we're talking about going back to the levels of protests that were happening shortly after George Floyd was killed by police. So it's only emboldened protesters.
And have the protests become in part against the presence of these federal law enforcement officials?
Yeah, it's really interesting, honestly. So you're seeing a kind of evolution. You know, there's still, it's very much still about racial justice. You know, every night there are people who are black and brown who are out there talking about how they've lived through systemic racism in Portland. But also there are a group of people, many people who have just said, look, we don't want this level of federal overreach in our city, and federal officers don't have the right to come in here and step on people's constitutional freedoms.
Ryan, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Ryan Haas is a news editor for Oregon Public Broadcasting. We talked about the ongoing protests in Portland and the presence of federal law enforcement in the city. These officers have been asked to leave by state and local lawmakers after arresting protesters. We'll talk more tomorrow, by the way, at the wider issue of the president's use of federal law enforcement officers in cities and states around the country.